Hello, welcome back to the Riverside City Podcast. I'm Paul, your game master. And with me, we have Natalie, who plays Bright Force.
Hello.
Rob, who plays Demon.
Howdy.
Mike, who plays Blastar.
Hello.
And last but not least, Art, who plays Shinsogo.
Evening, everybody.
All right, who's going to do a quick recap from last time?
We got level up.
We talked a lot.
We talked to Mr. T.
We did.
Mr. And Tutor, yeah. He did pity the fool.
And then we kicked Siren's ass.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We got some upgrades, people.
We didn't even have to roll anything. We just did it.
You know what? You guys are fucking badass superheroes at the peak of your power. We could do some hand waving, you know?
Yeah.
Now, am I going to say if war shows up, are you fighting him? We're rolling some goddamn dice.
No, we're rolling new characters.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, we're starting that second campaign.
No. we start with...
I teleport out of there. No. Fuck you guys. Nope.
We start with political and
Yeah, we start...
Vulnerability would have been good for you.
I consider that one, too.
It's so good.
I can still learn it. He's a wizard.
I know. But I thought about it.
You gotta find somebody to teach it. Is it ninth level?
Yes.
So, now we're tasked by Mr. Tudor to go storm a castle.
Well, no, it's... He knows you're going after Sanguine. So that is his original home. He has recently verified it is still there in Transylvania. Do you want to go visit it?
I've visited his new one. I don't see why we shouldn't go to his old one.
Oh, yes. I would like to say that I've been working with any planer that has stayed up in.
Mm-hmm. So it's been, you had a month there, a couple weeks there. You probably got, and I do the cool version of any plane where every time you cast it gets bigger. Because that's the 3.5 version. It's up to a certain max, unless you have an ability to break it. But I think, essentially...
But I thought it was just the more you cast, the bigger it gets. When you got centuries to cast it,
yeah,
it ends up like that.
Yeah, exactly. He's an entire planet. Yeah. It's 100, it gets 100 foot bigger every time, in diameter, so...
So I've got a nice little fort.
Yeah, it's like a half mile across now.
It's been...
No. Yeah, half mile across.
Cool.
It's been a while since we said it, but I feel like if everyone, we all take time to develop our, like, mental
defenses.
Yeah.
When does my soul stop hurting?
It has officially stopped hurting. The only time it's going to hurt is when you use power word kill. Oh. And then it's going to whoop your ass. Essentially, your brain is, like, compartmentalized, or that your soul is compartmentalized on it, because that's already a traumatic thing, so it was easy to connect it to it.
But I get punished for doing something helpful.
Yep.
I stretch my powers, which is usually a good thing.
Which you got a good thing out of it, didn't you? Yeah, you got to take everyone to a fucking soul plane!
Yeah, and now I get punished for using my powers.
Which was practically storyline.
God damn it. Okay, hold on. There's gotta be something. It does something to you. Maybe there's something else.
No. What's my ass when I use power word kill?
Nope. How about this? You have to have two targets for power word kill, but you get two targets for free. Because you have to spread the load.
All right.
Now, you can always target yourself with the second one, because you know what your hit points are.
And it will fail. But you have to have two targets.
Okay.
It's like a weird thing in your brain now. It's like, I can't just kill one person, because it feels wrong. There's no explanation for it.
It's automatically twinned.
Auto-twinned. Is that a weird thing? Yes. Is it what I came up with on the fly? Also, yeah.
All right.
Just in notes, I guess.
So, does he give us the exact GPS coordinates, or...?
It's a historical site, so yeah.
Do we want to teleport in directly above it, or walk in like casuals?
We're walking in.
Hero stops you.
Oh!
And says... So it's very quiet, and I'm like leaning in to make sure I'm not too quiet on it. I think I've been here before.
Okay.
It feels very familiar.
How long ago?
In the grand scheme of things, not that long.
Okay.
But it feels familiar. There may be more than human magic at play, or human technology or magic at play here.
What about you, Boreal and Ethereal? You ever been here? Got any stories of this?
Team of hunters try and kill Sanguine, or Dracula, many years ago. Their bodies are buried here.
I so hope they are.
No, I know they are.
Okay.
He also enslaved a number of our Boreal's children. For decades until they died. Yes, Natalie.
Can I just say that before we venture in, that she talked to Allison and they drew out a map of the castle
sure.
and the ground, and she read up everything on it.
Yeah.
And then Shinsoku looked at the map and memorized it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I was about to say.
Okay. So, the map doesn't match what you saw.
Well, I went to a different castle.
I'm just telling you. Did you ever draw the map of that, of what you saw?
I have max wisdom.
So you could draw the map?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
Yeah. I could just share the images as well with the party, but when relaying the format to the FSA, I guess I would.
And what you're going to check is that what you're going to notice is that the base footprint of the two places is close. Like that central part of the tower that was very, very tall has the same exact footprint as what Bright Force drew.
Hmm.
Okay. All right. So you guys make your way to the UK, where Mr. Tudor offers you a jet to get there. Or you could just look at a video, like literally look at it in a video and then get there because it's teleport.
I will also ask Boreal for any other hints and clues from Dracula's book, any other knowledge that he has retained from me.
Take inspiration. But yeah, so he says, Dracula's plane is based on the image of his cat. There's a very high likelihood that the original link to it, to his W plane, is inside that castle. If you find it, it may suck you in. Be very careful.
Alright. I make sure I have daylight ready for today. So
doesn't Celestial give it to you or no? Or you had the light powers at the time.
No.
No. Yeah, you had this.
I had daylight.
You have it a certain number of times per day.
I have the spell itself.
Just in case. I thought you had it for... Did Celestial not give it to you anymore?
No, I don't think it did.
No, he had the light powers at the time.
No,
he wasn't
Minotaur. No, I have the spell Minotaur. Known.
He had to be.
Yeah.
As a, you know... Planar traveler.
You're right.
Yep.
You've been Venator longer than you've been anything else, I think.
No. He was Demon.
I'm sorry.
Demon was two separate things.
Yeah. I wonder what it'll end up being the longest.
Well,
we got one more class change in you.
All right. So, but you need to be very careful or you might get sucked into that original portal.
So I know where the exit is. And exit was.
Yes. So do I. That's Boreal.
Plus I now actually have plane shift to take us back to the material plane.
You can't leave demiplane with plane shift.
Really?
Yeah. It's not a plane.
And yet somehow plane shift got him.
It was a modified... It was demiplane shift. It was like... That was what it was for. It was an attack. You would need to go through a portal. Or Rico could get you out with casting demiplane to go into his own demiplane, and then you could leave from there the next day. So you do have another means out. Yep. I'm just letting you know that's like how it
would
work.
I be able to use demiplane to mess with the portal or disrupt his connection to our world?
Theoretically, but it's established for hundreds of years, and magic that's been done over and over and over and over again does compound in strength.
Yeah.
So
dispel magic.
Breaking it is damn near impossible.
Nearly.
It would take like Morning Cannon's Disjunction, which is not a spell in 5th edition, but it would be like. A ninth
it
level
sounds like a chaotic thing that I would definitely
it'd
be.
It'd be like a ninth level casting of Dispel Magic on crack. In Morning Cannon in 3.5, Morning Cannon's Disjunction was a spell. You cast it at somebody, all magic on them failed. Unless it was an artifact. So, you guys, do you teleport there, I'm guessing?
Yeah.
Or do you take...
But we're pre-planning, are we actually walking in, like, visitors?
They do tours.
Yeah.
So we're disguised?
But it is care sponsored. It is a care tour.
I'm not going to like this, but I'm going to have to pulse every...
I'm going to spoil it. Everybody.
Yeah, we're probably not
even like half the tourists.
I don't like this.
Are
we in disguise?
Outfit change.
What do you look like?
Explorer's hat.
Oh my god. Are you describing a character from the show?
The tan t-shirt button up. With the tan shorts and the backpack, binoculars, and a compass. That's so the outfit.
Jungle explorer in a
jungle explorer in a castle.
Do you guys go in disguise?
Or just probably not can get far because of detect magic. We'll just see the disguise and see.
No, I meant like physical. A physical fucking disguise.
Yes, but a physical fucking disguise won't disguise the amount of magic we're out. Oh, yeah, no. Anyone casts detect magic and they'll fuck.
What disguise so far as, you know, new jacket and shades.
Got it.
No.
There's probably a wanted picture of me in there.
There definitely is.
Or do we go full? She pulls out the tourist t-shirts here.
The wanted picture's not. The
oh, yeah, wings. Absolutely.
It and the not. Glasses and the hat.
Because the wings are new.
I heart Transylvania.
Just.
Oh, my God.
A Hawaiian t-shirt. My friend went to Dracula's Castle, and all I got was this lousy t-shirt.
So, I just realized why Mr. Sanguine gets away with everything.
Yeah.
He is still the lawful ruler of Transylvania.
Yeah. Oh, so he Dr. Dooms this shit.
He Dr. Dooms this shit.
See, wait, yeah, it's I Heart Transylvania, but it's got the little fangs. On the heart.
And he keeps trying to sue Disney about Hotel Transylvania.
It's not Disney. Illumination.
Okay. Them. He keeps trying to sue them, and they're like, Dracula is public domain, assholes. Like fuck you. Like, but it's my family.
I don't say blah, blah, blah.
That movie absolutely exists, and he absolutely just hates on it. Which means it gets so much good press because they.
Which means I watch it at least once a week.
Laughing.
1, 2, 3, 4.
We're watching it with Maria.
Yeah.
Oh, she loves it.
Hey, Mike. I know what you gotta do now.
Yeah.
Psychic surgery. One of the people with a seed. Don't remove the seed. Just every time they report in, they just.
Give the plot of Hotel Transylvania.
I don't see one of Hotel Transylvania. All right. God, I don't know how much of that's going to stay in. All right. So, you guys go. And you, like, there's like a tour. Would you like to sign up for a tour?
I am the tour. Sorry.
Sure.
That was your thing.
Absolutely.
I am... Let me ever know anything I see that's off with my truth.
Oh, God.
We have our mind link.
Stop the presses. If you get within a half mile with your true sight, you see the same grounds as you did in his plane.
Oh.
It's overlaid.
Oh.
Well.
And Hero's like, yeah, I've been here before. Yes, I have been here before. I fought 3 times against servants of this man. Well, no, he wouldn't have. Sorry. I fought wherever his original power comes from. This feels familiar, but I don't necessarily been here before I was... Remember, he was lost for a while?
So what is his original powers that you sense?
Blood magic.
Dun, dun, dun.
No one is surprised. Not one of you fuckers is surprised.
This links back to my family, doesn't it?
No.
I was
blood hunter.
But no, but blood, no, just blood magic, like sacrifices and shit like that, you know? But, you know, like, the quintessential bad guy magic.
Mm-hmm. That's the power source!
Bad guy magic.
Yeah.
And wherever he got it from, Hero fought the original and lost.
Hmm.
And you know, Hero's could be an ass whooper, mm-hmm. but he lost.
Here's the thing.
Started
out my friends. Fear is that if we do a tour, they're gonna be like, nah, yeah, and then... That would happen.
The tour turns into a fight.
Yeah.
To translate for those that didn't see Natalie.
But then...
Making fisticuff motions.
But then, if we walk around, they'd be like, what are you doing here? And then they go...
More fisticuff motions.
Yeah, I'm just going to incite them. If they legit wanting to actually give us a tour, or
no.
Is that fucking crap?
They are all active seeds.
They're all active.
You didn't.
The staff are active, but like the some of the tourists are not. But no, there's at least 5 or 10 active seeds here that you've seen.
So what are we looking to get out of this? Other than it's Dracula's, you know,
it's driving. It is directly linked.
Right, but no, I'm asking, what are the 4 of us looking to get out of this other than to drive?
What did
possibly?
By the way, Devin,
what did Mr. Tudor want us to do with
you? Could step into that other plane. Without using a power. You wouldn't be able to get back. But you could, and you could take them with you.
Mr. Tudor sent us here, so why?
He said, would you like to go? Like, I can get clearance for you guys to get out, you know, into that country, because that Transylvania does not allow FSA agents into it.
So we could either find the connection and sever it. That's one thing we can do here.
I don't think we can sever it, because that's my understanding was that we can't do that.
I have an artifact with disintegrate built into it as a 9th level.
Okay.
Not too many things should be able to survive that.
So you know it is linked to something physical.
There's something physical.
If there is not a physical thing...
So, who wants to start an international incident?
I was just about to ask.
Seems to be right up my alley.
If we...
All right!
What happens if by accident...
By accident.
Accident, quote, we unquote. Blow...
Quote, unquote.
Up the castle.
Hey, Jen, Luna has a question for you.
Yes, Luna?
I'll tell you one.
How would I ask this question?
Just say it.
Come in your mouth.
So,
just say it.
Yep.
What would happen if we would, let's say another...
Hypothetically,
this is hypothetically. Let's say that we're in another country and we destroy a historical site.
Dracula's Castle.
Dracula's Castle.
Wow, that is going to be so much fun to edit. You guys suck.
Wow! It's like I've been saying that.
I didn't doubt what you were saying.
If I were, if we were to, I don't know, blow up Dracula's Castle.
Well, depending on if you get caught, it's very different answers.
There would be many witnesses, so let's go with the many witnesses route.
Many witnesses? You would probably have your cape licenses revoked.
Oh! What else would happen?
You would be extradited.
Oh!
To Transylvania for war crimes.
Hey. I don't think it's a good idea, guys.
Hey, Jen. What would happen to us if somebody lost a demiplane?
She pauses. Jen doesn't pause.
You asked a question that caused processing issues.
Jen is down.
And it says, please wait. I actually have to roll. I actually have to roll if she'd know what to do. That never happens. Yeah, she does. I need to roll 10. Depending on if it's been registered as legal territory, I have record of all demiplanes registered with the UN.
Is Dracula's registered? I've been there. Yeah. You have footage.
What's a good number in a D6? A D12.
A D6, 7.
I'm going to go... I'm going to go 3.
It is not registered.
All right, so we're going to blow up the demiplane.
Just don't listen.
Oh, you're so pissing him off.
I'm looking at everyone here. We're not blowing up the castle. I'm looking at everyone. No. We're not blowing up the castle.
You point directly at me.
We're not blowing up the castle.
The finger pointing is real at this table.
But, Natalie, every time you pointed at somebody, there was 3 fingers pointing back at you.
No, she was specifically doing this.
Don't blow up the castle!
Oh, finger point.
Don't blow up castle!
I don't want to be extradited here, please. Let's say if one team member blew up the castle.
Damn it, Luna, why'd you blow up the castle?
Why'd you use your new spin technique inside the middle of the castle?
No.
It doesn't... it would fuck some shit up.
Historical site.
Just make sure you do it in slight angle.
There you go.
So, what are we thinking? Go in, pop into the demiplane, and unload?
No.
You're looking for the anchor.
And the anchor would be on this plane, not the demi, right?
So, are we talking stealth mission? Or?
Horizon Walker ability to find portals find it?
Within 1 mile. So, yes.
So, it's in the castle. So
no. It tells him, like distance and in distance and in direction. Not distance. It gives exact direction. Not just north of the, it's like a point. And then he can draw a line with AR and find it, you know?
So. All right, so we get in, I pop the ability, then teleport to that location, disintegrate.
It doesn't give you distance, it gives you direction. So you'd have to use the ability twice.
Three times
to triangulate.
No,
because twice from 2 separate locations would give you 3 points.
Yes.
That would be triangulating. Triangulation is not as hard as...
Mike is smart. Mike is smarter than Rico.
The unfortunate thing is...
And again, Horizon, CC's smarter than Rico.
The unfortunate thing is, with Horizon Walker, I gain only once per short rest.
Ha-ha!
You have to detect portal. You detect the distance and direction to the closest planar portal within 1 mile of you. So I only need to pop it once.
The silver coin?
Yeah.
Okay. Just making sure that you remember.
It does give distance and direction.
Oh, distance?
Vlad, the terrible idea?
Yes. If we incidentally run into him, I remember your trip over there.
Mm-hmm. He's finally in the loop.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm still a week out.
2 weeks, actually.
From
the finale. Or that.
The weed killer that you found over there. Don't we also have a potion that turns people into plants?
Mm-hmm.
And the weed killer only works while it's over there?
Mm-hmm. I pack up my weed killer I brought back from there.
Oh my god. If we run into him, he's fucked.
I also bring my laser swords.
He got a lot of cool shit.
It only works there.
You want some laser swords? That are actually plant cutters that use radiant damage.
I'll take it, but I don't think that place is going to be around long enough.
Yeah, probably not.
Have to get me to the anchor.
Any one of us.
Hmm?
Any one of us will work.
He has an idea.
I have a solution.
I know your solution.
Is it Wish?
That too, but...
I wish this to stop working.
I was going to say, triple disintegrate? What?
Roll a D3. What's your bad number? Oh, shit!
I have other solutions than that.
All right, so what do you guys do? Do you use the portal ability?
Once we're near,
you're like 1,000 feet away. So
if I can get the
you can see castle. The castle perfectly well, and it's kind of weird that you're like standing inside of like the ghostly image of it.
Yeah,
it's weird, but you can see it, and so can Hero. Hero's like, this is very strange. And when he shares it with you, you're like, yes, it's very
strange. It's very strange. Yeah,
I'm sharing active update.
But do you use the ability?
If I have the entire castle, both castles in sight.
Yes. Well, you're inside the one, and then the other one is, yes, definitely was in sight.
Okay, then I pop it. Let me guess, it's in the tower.
Wrong.
Basement?
Sub-basement. It's almost 200 feet below ground. You never saw it. You never got there in the other castle.
Gotcha.
I actually had a door to it that I'd mentioned, but you did not go there.
Yep, because at that
point you were trying to get the fuck out. You're like,
I had a whole bunch of people to.
You're like, I gotta get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I just thought how you can get there like totally unscrewed.
Well, I have the exact distance.
Yes, but you don't know if there's any.
Okay.
And again,
we jumped it before.
Dig.
We got a tunnel.
Dig a tunnel. Dig a tunnel. Dig a tunnel.
Beaten into the ground. All right, let's go.
Now she goes full Drober, just spins with a sword now.
Hey, do you got any type of illusion spells to cover our entrance?
Like silent image over the top. The first level spell that's super useful sometimes.
If I took silence, I could cast it on myself.
Silent image.
And
that would be a bard spell.
I think she might have silent image.
No, I do not have silent image.
I think she might.
I don't.
I have minor illusion.
That wouldn't
wouldn't cut it.
No.
Well, it is 5 foot.
Phantasmal force
is
what level is it?
You have to target some major image. Isn't a thing anymore. First of all, sound image. Wow.
Wait, dimension dim door. Is that a safe teleport?
It is not safe. It is safe.
Do you have dim door readied, Art?
Yeah.
He just does. He's got his shit on tap.
Dim door and you dim door.
Teleport is not safe plane, but dim door is.
Yeah, we both have dim door readied.
And well, that's part of my teleportation.
What if I said I have it?
Silent image?
Yeah.
You don't.
I have it.
You don't have it.
I have it.
In any case, we have two people that can teleport.
Yeah.
If it's not shielded.
Well, it's for fucking sure shielded. God. Yeah, you try, it goes bonk, and then you get shunted back.
Dim door safe plane.
Doesn't mean you don't get astrally shunted.
Well, that's what I'm asking. If it's safe plane.
It's safe plane, like, you won't end up inside rock. This is like magic rebuffing you for... That was good damage. 12, 19.
Okay, that takes part of my temp HP.
I'm assuming we don't get resistance.
No, it's, well, it's force damage. Take 9 less 8.
Wait, we all took 9?
Yeah, everyone took
19.
19.
What?
I took 9.
I use another action to use my Daft Explorer to give myself...
Daft?
Daft.
Because he is Daft.
I was...
To give myself more temporary hit points.
Yep.
So, we have the, we take the Bright Force Express.
You go to a nearby hill and just go through that, because it's behind some shit. Mm-hmm. She goes at what's your speed for tunneling?
It's like 15.
I think it's half her land speed. So her
haste.
It only lasts a minute.
Okay.
Haste.
I have extra spell slots available.
Actually, hold on. If she's moving double, hold on. But haste just gets you there in a minute.
30 feet per...
Becomes six, yeah, 30 feet per action.
So
60 foot around.
Hold on.
Nope. Long strider?
Long strider.
You do have long strider. Mark your first level spell off. So that's...
Get there in like a minute.
So that becomes 40.
Then double.
So 80 halved to 40.
Becomes 80 around.
She's 35 base.
Is she? So 35 double to 70. No, 35, 45, 45. 90. Yeah.
45.
Does 45. Haste give you an extra movement as well?
Yes.
So three
moves. Yes, in a minute she will get you there with haste.
Go, tunnel.
Hello!
I literally imagine, have you ever seen like how Drober digs?
Yeah, puts his claws in front of his head
and just spins, and that's what she does. She just full-on dives through the ground and leaves behind a 4-foot hole.
We're ready to keep up.
Well, yes.
Yeah.
Good to keep up!
Or it's like,
yeah, she's going 45, I'm 40.
Well, also you have your at-will Misty steps, so you can keep up. No problem.
Yeah.
You cannot flap your wings underground. Or
I still have a normal fly speed without my wings.
But is it 45?
My movement's 40, so.
Yep.
It's 35.
Yeah, so she gets there first. But you guys are not far behind.
And I kind of just stand there and I'm bracing myself. I'm like...
you finally hit something you can't dig through.
That's weird.
It is a green metal. Hey, not gold.
I'm not putting my hand on that. I'm putting it on the dirt.
And you like dig all around it because you have it so that speed. It is a block of that green metal.
Oh, fine.
Arcane?
Yeah.
Roll it. Every D&D player in the world knows what this is, but you have to roll for it.
I'll let the two Arcana Masters roll for it.
I am giving you support.
Yeah, so his bonus.
I got a 13.
I got a 15.
So you use your 15.
15 plus
19.
34. Yeah, it's adamantine. It's damn near indestructible. You will need a magical source to get through it. It's the toughest. It's the second toughest metal known to mankind.
Is it a wall?
It's a
cube. It's a block.
It is a cube.
Assuming his thing is, his AR is pointing inside of this block.
Alright, so one of us needs to disintegrate.
You're great.
Paul. I vote not me. Mine's ninth level.
Yeah. Hang on. Yes. I'm just seeing it.
Do I know how to break this open?
No.
Don't they have something?
Yeah.
No, not with this. If you would like a little history about it, you'd know
something. 1 6th level, 1 7th level.
And 2 9th.
You get advantage, actually.
3 9th.
But you can only use 2 9th level spells.
Yeah, 6th level.
Because your meteor swarm and your nuke take up the same slot.
No, I have 3 9th level slots.
Also fierce.
Oh, invincible.
Yeah. In any case, I guess...
That's the latest day.
Right?
Unless we can figure out a way to get through Adamantine.
With that knowledge roll, do we know of any way that we would be able to get through?
Disintegrate.
Okay, guess I'm knocking.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
Is there magic on it?
The outside? No.
Why don't you look for traps first before I go punching a hole in this thing?
You can just shoot a hole into the thing.
Disintegrate has rain.
I know.
He's...
Are you knuckle dusting or are you disintegrating?
I mean... I'm sure there's, differences.
There's a very big difference. Where are you in relative position to it?
Mm-hmm. It's still the same slot.
I can do it range as well. I was just going to say, I guess, knocking would be more appropriate as we're...
Yeah, but...
All right. We'll do... You only have the 1 6th level so far, too. All right. I'll use a ranged disintegrate.
So, what happens is, your spell launches out, right? You're channeling your inner like sun god to just kind of burn it down. Burn it down. I like to imagine it's like this like goldish green, like just like gamma radiation, like god damn it. Okay. Everybody gets sued. Leave that out. All right. But so just before the beam touches the wall, a blood red whip comes out and smashes it down. And it
burns. Dispel magic.
And it, the spell affects
that?
No, it's not. It's not a spell. It is actually a creature.
Oh,
using an ability
So it sounds like the creature's going to take the disintegrate damage.
It literally smacks it down into the ground and redirects it.
If it touches the beam, it takes the damage. It gets disintegrated.
If it wasn't force immune, it would. Because what the one thing that breaks down your wall, wouldn't you have something that's good at stopping it? Now, if you had knuckle dusted, it would have attacked you, but you probably might have still hit the wall. You can also cast disintegrate at point blank.
Where was the room for it to actually reach in?
It went through the wall, through the adamantine. It's the adamantine isn't magical. It's just really, really, really hard metal.
Okay, and I guess I didn't see it through true sight.
No, okay. there's a physical wall in the way.
You don't have X-ray vision with your
exactly.
True sight. I can hope.
No, you don't want that.
Sometimes
you would only see skeletons.
There was a character in a show, either a game or a show I watched. Hold on, let me leave a gap for myself. There was a character in either a book or a manga or something like that or anime where there was a person who hated everybody because he always saw them as like desiccated corpse because he had his eyes would let him see like the future of a person, and only like once he found one person who was super long lived could he actually hang out with them because they weren't disgusting to him because he saw like 1,000 years of the future and they were the same, you know, but or like 100 years in the future and they were the same, so they were fine to hang out with, but you know, that's a weird thing about like seeing skeletons, like ooh. All
right, moving on.
Okay, so
this thing can see through the adamantine.
It senses them. Any magic used by it.
So we get sounds like initiative.
Sure. No, because we can't hit it.
It's still on the side. He never said
it. No, It like a gooey red tentacle whacked through and then drew back behind the wall.
So it's not initiative because it hit the thing. So
could we distract?
Sure.
So like I go on the other side. The other person uses the spell, and I go da 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 da.
You have the right idea. Take inspiration. You had the right idea. And I think Art put it together, probably.
Yeah. Both will disintegrate?
Well, you need something that's going to distract it, and then somebody else to do the disintegrate.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All of you attack it at once with magic. It doesn't know what's what.
Mm-hmm.
It has a shot
of getting it. Does it have to be high-level magic?
No. Not that you know. Actually, roll Arcana. You might know what this thing is. Roll it, Arcana Squad.
It did. And his is higher.
No, it's not. Can't be.
Well, it's a 10 then.
Then it's a 1, yeah.
So then it's a 10.
With the 29, you've only heard stories about these things. They're known as spell eaters.
Okay.
And they are absolutely magic immune, and they can sense magic incoming. And they just swat it away or eat it. If it's above a certain level, they swat it away. If it's below a certain level, they eat it.
If I remember it, if they eat it, it regains
a lot of hit points. Actually, and if they're at max, they gain temps. They can overheal.
What kind of... So it can be like a level?
Yeah.
It can be a cantrip.
It can be a cantrip.
Like your fireworks?
Like if I use Mistress Mockery on
it. It would have to be like a beam.
Damn. But like my words coming out would be a beam. My words.
Your
fireworks would count. It would be spell enough for it to want to eat it.
All right, so
I got this time. I'll do the big one. Yeah.
All right, so do you have a spell attack, Demon?
You see me pull out my rifle, and I use a third level, much more
elemental weapon.
No, thorn something.
Okay, that's a weird flex.
Hail of thorns.
Weird flex. I'm gonna use a third level version. Why? Because I am.
No, hail of third level.
It's a first level. Oh. I'm just casting at third level to grab more of its attention.
All right. So, what spell are you using, Mike?
Well, I guess I have to use, if I want something directed, other than Firebolt, my only other option is Rauflum's Psychic Lance.
Fourth level?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, happening?
I'm going to say we do this from different directions so that we...
I mean, I dug around it so we could be on each side.
Mm-hmm. Actually, what about Guiding Bolt? That'll help you guys out.
Guiding Bolt actually would be helpful.
Yeah, I'm going to use Guiding Bolt because I picked that up from my cleric level.
Yeah, first, second, or third level.
It adds only an extra d6 per level. So
it's irrelevant. It's just how much magic's behind it. That's all I care
about. Also, it's a cube, so we're each on one side. So if it...
It only has one reaction.
So ricochets back, it would hit you.
But it should only have one reaction.
It's only going to be able to whack two. So essentially two of them are going to get through. It has to figure out what they are. Mm-hmm. So it's going to roll Arcana. And I need all of you to roll your spell attack rolls. Roll a d20 and add the level of the spell you're using. That's how convincing it is. Because you're trying to make it look like Disintegrate does.
I'm going to use a sorcery point.
Sorcery points cannot be used on saving throws.
This isn't a saving
throw. I know, but I've never
used it on a saving throw.
We
tried.
Oh, yeah.
And we but then it out. We said no.
Are we using...
Those are yours.
Oh, I haven't got a lot of dice out of this.
Do we have to hit a roll?
Yeah, you need to roll, yes. What did you roll?
13.
The level of the spell, which is a cantrip, so 0. Okay.
16 plus a 4th level spell, so 20.
20, okay.
21.
Really?
I rolled 18.
You rolled an 18, you use the 3rd level. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to roll for each of you, and it's straight d20. I'm just going to see... Essentially, the things that I will take your roll minus its roll, and whatever the highest number is, those are the ones that's going to whack. Okay. No, sorry, lowest roll. Your roll minus my roll, and whatever the lowest number is.
Can I pump metamagic into mine to make it more convincing?
Yeah, you can empower it.
I can maximize.
Which costs a shitload of power points, right?
12.
Yeah, it would act like you know, double the level of the spell, so.
So that that 20 becomes a 24?
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to roll d20, and then, like I said, whatever the lowest numbers are, I'm going to ignore. So for Natalie, your total is 13. That's cocked. That is nine. Cocked all day, right?
Nine.
Put a die on. There's no fucking way. Okay.
Yeah.
8, so that means your total is 5. Just remember that.
I get it.
All right.
21. 18 plus
I have
3.
No idea what I got.
You got a 7. 7.
Fuck. Okay.
14.
14. Okay. 3. 1. I've rolled. You know what?
No. Put that back. Don't you dare. Ha!
No, you don't deserve to go back in the pile. You go back in the pile.
8. Mate. So 8 minus your...
I rolled a 16. Plus 6 is 22.
So the 2 it smacks away... are the two weakest ones, because I rolled for dog shit. Your two spells impact it, and where Shinsoku was is a 10-foot hole.
Does it take the psychic damage?
It tried to whack it. It's spelling. No, it didn't try and whack yours. It didn't even... Your thing hit the adamantine. And actually, it hits the wards behind it. Hide the adamantine. But there's now a 10-foot hole, and you see inside, it looks like... I don't know what the thing's name is. But it looks like there's like a black rock in the center, and then there are two red tentacles whacking out at it. And then there's a mouth on the black rock that is just absorbing spells. You know, these things are piss weak once you get next to them, but they are magic immune. I mean, like, I'm not going to make you roll to hit it.
Okay.
Yeah. Bright Force looks at it funny and it implodes.
Bright Force, go look at it funny.
No, she swings it at one time. It has like 10 hit points. It's just, it is totally magic immune, and they're always put in places that are impossible to get to physically.
So you're telling me I could punch it?
Yes.
You could literally just squish in your hand.
She has 11 strength. You know, she has 11 damage with a punch. She literally kills it with a punch.
Yeah.
Or you use your sword, you could reincarnate it.
Yes, but the sword is considered magical. It's immune. Correct. Magical.
It's immune. You punch it.
I was going to say I kill it with sneak attack damage.
The sword wouldn't work on it.
I know it wouldn't work on it.
Just.
I could punch it.
Your 40-12 punch. Her 40-12 punch.
Yeah.
Whack. Oh, it's dead.
No.
It died.
No, I don't kill it.
No, it's not alive to begin with.
It just.
It's a magical construct.
Exactly. And you see that it was sitting on top of a.
14.
No, a single copper coin.
Wow.
So, what does it look like under true sight?
A single copper coin.
Like, I'm guessing.
So that's the anchor?
What does the other side look like down here?
Exact same.
Okay. I'm just curious. So
it looks like this is what he based. This was where his demiplane started. He cast it down here first. You see from this side that there is a, if you had bothered to roll, an investigation. You could have found that there was no way to open it, but there was a door. And what are the odds you actually hit the door? One means you hit
19
the door.
19 on the investigation.
You hit the, you did not, there is a door you could get out, and it leads into the castle.
All right.
Total investigation of 34.
You would have found it, but you didn't. The DC was 30. I mean, it wasn't easy.
All right, so shall I disintegrate the coin? Should we take the coin with us? Should we visit the other side?
So,
by the way, you feel like touching it, you could go through it. No quote, no question. No question.
This is the anchor point.
Because there are innocents on the other side to rescue.
What happens if we destroy
it? It destabilizes, and then it will lose. It'll lose 1,000 feet a day until it.
And then collapses. Anybody who is inside the demiplane, don't they get dumped out?
They get cast into the astral sea,
never to be seen again.
No, you're not necessarily dead in the astral sea. You're just
lost.
Well, actually, no. I'm sorry. In my world, the astral sea is basically just space, so it's real bad.
Yeah.
So, do we want to go to the other side to start rescuing people?
Wait, no. This is a demiplane. There is it would be the astral sea. So yeah, you'd be alive, but there's no food, so you'd die. No, you don't need to eat. Theoretically, they'd be fine until something bigger ate them. You have a coin. You can pick it up.
I don't.
Yeah, I'm scared.
Oh, pulse the coin?
No, don't bother.
Yep.
It's not worth it.
So
you know there are other people on the other side.
You know there's at least one other prison block you didn't even go to.
Correct.
You heard people, but you couldn't get to it. You didn't have time.
And from the amount of time I've been gone, he could have restocked.
Absolutely. It's been months.
So, do we want to cross?
Kill some guards? Are the prisoners doing?
Labor, mostly.
What you get is he's used to living like a king, and kings have slaves. Kings have servants.
Yep, and it's also a mind-controlling factory, too, yep. Where he
produces the perfect servant.
All right.
Well, you haven't gotten to listen to that episode yet. That would be really helpful here.
I'm sure. Well, I can't let the prisoners live there, so...
Exactly.
You know, you can...
It goes against my code.
You can just touch and will it, and you walk through the door.
All right, away we go.
Back to Drac.
Roll me a charisma save, Mike.
Oh!
Hey, guess what? You're within 10 feet of somebody.
Yeah.
And we have plenty of...
That is a 13 plus 16 for 29.
Yeah, you're fine.
What do I feel is...
You haven't been in direct contact with something that was actually owned by Dracula, something that this close to him, ever, since you've been screwed with.
Okay.
And... You get a flash to, there's a very similar coin to this, on the mantle at Gwen's house. Gwen's mom's house. Mumbo. It was the hippiest name I could come up with. Tell me you don't love it.
Yeah. So she has a similar one, which, what is it?
Means there's a second exit.
Or a second anchor.
Second anchor.
That is all you get.
Or there's a second plane.
You touched it, and like because you fought through like the crippling fear, it like tripped a memory.
A boreal. What does it say in the book about possible second coin?
It doesn't ever talk about the formation of the plane. It's very careful.
Well, it was his detailed journal.
Yes, exactly. But that's like
it doesn't detail the
if someone were to get it, he wouldn't put that particular piece in because that would wreck his whole life. But like talking about bad shit he did, he gets diplomatic immunity, you know? And he's a king before he gives a shit, you know? A prince, but then a king.
So, did we go through now?
I suppose. Mm-hmm. Can we take this with us when we go through, or...
No, that's how you get through. If you took it through, it'd be really bad.
Got it.
Like, lose a mile a second per side.
We leave it there, and we go, and we come back through this.
What if we take the coin away from here? Does it disabilize it?
No.
Okay, we just teleport it.
Back.
To a safe location. We teleport to space. No. So we can get access to it later.
Somewhere we have containment.
Jen, we need to localize containment. We're going to send something.
It doesn't, where you're standing, there's no, you're 200 feet underground inside a box of indestructible metal.
You take the speed.
She's good. She's not that, your phone's not that good.
Is my hat real? The hat that I described?
No.
Damn it.
It's an illusion.
Okay. I take it off the ring. And I take off my sock. I pick up the coin. And we go.
Is there anybody staying at, like, Shinsoku's place?
We got several.
The Atlanteans all moved. The Atlanteans moved.
They went back to Atlantis?
No. They went to North Dakota.
No.
Oh, they didn't want to go back to Atlantis.
They chose not to. Fuck that place.
The war zone?
Okay. The war zone?
That everything got dealt with.
The destroyed city?
Okay.
And they're being brought to a brand new place with, like, Atlantis is thinking about dumping the whole fucking island and moving to North Dakota.
Okay.
Well, that's if they're going to dump the island,
If they left, it would fall. They need people to make it. But they would teach someone how to do it.
Okay.
So it was like, I know where I'm moving after this. That campaign's over. I know where I'm moving.
That's Shinsoku's new base.
Uh-huh.
I like it.
So let's go get Signal and call him in a favor.
Remind me. Remind me.
Yep. I have
need the coin to get through to the other side.
Touch it and you go through. Literally, touch
it and will yourself to go through.
Yeah, it's like a yes no box.
Okay, but if we send it away, then we can't just
correct
blink over.
Now No. Demon can walk through because the it's been here so long. There's like an after image. He could take you through.
Okay.
He doesn't do it, but he can't get it. It has to do like half a second effort happened though. It would be like. Flip, go through, and then the teleport, the image would disappear around the castle.
I have a thought of what we can.
Just say.
I think that would be bad.
The coin in Bob, what would happen?
Mm-hmm. Arcana Squad? Roll.
Also, there was a brief pause. That's why this makes no sense.
We got your 10.
Huh?
We got your 10.
I got 13, actually.
Oh, we got 13.
So, for those of you who aren't aware, we took a break and we discussed some options 32. Of what to do with the coin.
32. So. With a 32, you know that if you put the coin in Bob, you would have a period of about an hour before...
They all both exploded.
Yeah, it would be horrific.
Okay, bad idea.
Think worse than a nuclear bomb. Mm-hmm.
It's a nuclear bomb.
Think rift.
Rift between dimensions.
Think basketball sized black hole.
I was gonna say, or is it like when two black holes collide? Or
no, to wipe out Earth, it would take a black hole about the size of a volleyball, like about the size of like a beach ball,
something like that. It's not very big.
This is almost big enough.
So don't do that.
A horrifically bad idea.
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me? It wasn't my idea.
No, I was just like...
my idea. You can give me the evil glare.
Well, that was no evil.
No, I just got that. That's not a very good idea.
No, that's a horrifically bad idea.
Other ideas we had, send it to somebody powerful that we know that could hold on to it for us for a little bit.
And they don't understand why I'm suggesting Tenzi.
Because that was never explained to us. She wouldn't take it.
Or Jolly.
They wouldn't take it.
Or one of my new discoveries. Rusty's cousin.
No, he wouldn't take it either. This is one of those things, like, unless they know exactly what it is and what it's going to be done, no one will take it.
Well, they explain. We will be there.
Yeah, hard no.
Destroy it. We just need it out of the enemy hands.
Can we roll?
See, and that's where I'm thinking, it doesn't matter where the coin is. Once we're inside... And we rescue the people who are there and get them out.
You gonna collapse it?
Uh-huh. Because I don't need the anchor for what I'm thinking.
You got your little device you just drop as we leave.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
The coin?
Oh. The silver coin?
The purple coin with the silver
core. I remember what the hell is the silver for the purple do. I remember the silver, what the silver does.
Well, regardless, we have a way to destroy the
demon. Well, it was never explained to the rest of us. We were told to leave.
That's why
it was a big secret.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
May I remember what the hell I made that coin do? Because I know I gave it to it for a reason.
The other one was the...
Oh, yeah! Oh, yeah, no, that fucked that shit up. Now, you would lose the coin entirely.
Oh, absolutely.
You know that.
Oh, I'm okay with that.
No, that's what it's for.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's for. So, yeah, I don't care where the anchor is. Once I'm in...
We can still destroy it.
Yep. We can still... It will collapse over time. Or... I don't know how fast it's going
to
work.
When would we be ready to go into the plane?
Let me pull Luna right now.
Yeah. Now is the time.
Yeah.
Because...
Oh, okay.
All right, you're in.
Oh.
He transitioned you. He just said he did it. He said he did it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You are now standing in like a world of sepia tones.
Are we underground?
Where yes. We're 200 feet underground. You know where the door is.
Dark Force.
Yep. Dude. All right. So let's go.
Yep.
If so I'm too past you've been down, here. Be too
yep. Does the same us. The same spell eating monsters there? It's just a different another one. You just punch it.
I punch it. This time.
You don't kill it. It has 10 HP.
I sneak attack.
I punch with a D12. Oh, then you might kill it.
And he added sneak attack to it because his allies around it.
Yeah, you can, fine. You can punch it. Yeah.
Good job.
I won't punch it.
You're the zero only damage. One that can't.
Minus one damage.
It's one plus.
Two-handed. I got the melee gear.
Yeah, I got you.
Good job, all right, guys.
So, all right.
So, prisoner blocks.
This way. I will start heading us in the general
direction. Yeah, so, I mean, you've been here before. You know that you need to, that the shadows will start creeping up on you if you leave the building, but you're fine if you're inside.
Yep.
So, stealth mission.
We go yeah, I mean,
you can be stealthy. Everyone roll stealth.
Right before we start rolling stealth, I'm going to add plus 10 to everyone.
Oh.
Pistol out of puddle.
Since it's a second level spell.
Pedro, if you're listening, hey.
All right, so adding 15 to this.
13 plus 18.
Plus his 10, so.
Well, 8 plus 10.
All right, so I start with a 16 on the die, plus 15 for 31, plus 10 for him, so.
41.
I'm a god.
You're very, very hard to see.
I rolled a 6.
That would be 31 with my math.
Like, I rolled a 33.
Okay, so you got a 30.
31, 33.
35.
Yeah. So yeah. the low number is a 31.
Okay. All right.
I rolled a 6.
I rolled a 13.
I rolled a 14.
Okay.
I'm higher. Dun, 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 you're a 36. Dun, 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 you're a what total?
33.
And 31?
Yeah.
40.
Okay. I'm the second highest, and I rolled 41. A 6.
But yeah. Don't you get reliable talent on it or no?
No.
No, you don't have it, because you didn't go far enough. Anything to give it. Okay. So, I need to roll pointless rolls that aren't going to matter.
I thought about using one of my luckies, but I'm going to save them.
Nice! That's the only roll. I needed to roll a 19 or 20.
And we gank it.
I am aware, but the children weren't being watched, because they're children.
Mm-hmm.
You know the adults who you did not rescue, or the men you didn't rescue, are guarded by patrolling knights. And one of them just so happens to quirk his head up as you guys, like, around the corner and sees Bright Force as she transitions from Bright Force to Dark Force. Because she had a dark thought.
No, I was already Dark Force.
Yeah.
But he sees Dark Force around the corner and he goes, Oi!
Mrs. Depp, murder.
It's like a 50-foot hallway, but sure. And use my it's initiative.
I throw my sword.
There are people behind them. In cages, but you'll cut through the cages. Because
do I add a plus a D8, right?
You didn't take that spell.
Right.
You know, did I put it away already? God damn it, I had dice out and then put it away. You rolled the 19 for me, you get to stay.
And that's the only 19 that he rolled.
I haven't rolled anything above an 8 all day. That's the first one.
May I pick one?
Sure.
What do you
need? D12.
Oh.
I have a 14.
No, not that one. That one.
Demon?
33.
Great force.
I rolled a 14 total.
What's your dex bonus?
Plus 5. No, plus 3.
Where's the surplus?
No, I have a plus 5.
Your dex is plus 2.
Oh.
I have a 20 and okay. A 12. And
at least okay. I double.
What are they? So
guard 1, guard 2.
What was the second one?
11.
Okay, so first we have Demon, then we have the first set of guard, then we have...
Oh, and then I should roll for the prisoners.
Soku,
prisoners are net one. They go last. I can't make the
no, shot. You're supposed to use that for when you are rolling against us. That's the one. Against us. No. No, not that one.
Banana.
No, this one.
Banana.
This one.
This
one.
So, not surprisingly... Up first is Demon.
I hate that.
Here, good, do it.
All right. Demon, you are 50 feet down a hallway from these guys.
I will start flying towards them.
You cannot fly in these hallways. They are too. Okay, yes, you can use your basic fly, but not your wings.
Yep, fly 35 feet. What do I see? Two guards.
You see two well-armed and armored guards. You see they've got a big-ass sword as well as a laser rifle. A shock baton and a pistol, and as well as you see that they each have it looks like traditional plate mail, but you realize that it's probably tech.
some kind of tech behind it.
Two more DA. Three more DA. Do I need to divide out my... tell you what types of damage I'm dealing?
No.
Okay. So I need to find three more D8s. And you're willing to get these lost?
Mm-hmm. His, I mean, it's all his dice.
Yeah.
We roll it with the other hand.
That's okay. I purposely gave him three colors that I know right. are anywhere so else.
So I'll fly the 35 feet up, then yeah. Misty Step behind him.
Which one? A or B? I'm sorry, left or right?
The one I'd figured the hollered out. So because we might have a surprise.
You do not have a surprise. They're
I'm still going for the one to hollered out.
They're trained mercenaries. Okay. I have to roll. Art on even, it's the high number.
Okay. This one is with the extra D8, the Gloomstalker. An extra attack.
You're good.
I have 45, so I was just 5 feet off from reaching him. 8 plus.
I get anime after image.
Yeah.
You know, effects out of this. He's flying straight towards me and just kind of blinks out of existence and appears 21 behind him.
To hit. Boom!
Yes.
I will.
Gloomstalker. Yeah.
Yep, whatever the, whichever one it is.
Gloomstalker miss thing.
Will a 25 hit?
Shield.
The dispel. No. Dispel, counterspell.
Are you really
going to
counterspell a shield?
No.
No. I just like saying
that
it now.
That is a D8.
But you keep doing it, and I'll see you do it. So be careful.
I will do now my normal swing.
Yep.
That will most likely hit. That's an 18 on the die.
Yeah.
For 31.
Yeah, you hit. He's like, I still got this fucking dice in my hand.
Should I smite, or should I save? Yeah, I'm going to save my smites.
Okay, roll.
I do reroll ones and twos. That is much of an improvement. 23. 60 damage.
Okay.
Then I've used my sneak attack dice.
Now he melts.
And then 2d8s. For my second regular attack. I need to roll the hit first.
Regularly scheduled attack? Yeah.
He is still shielded, so I'm assuming a 22 will miss.
Correct.
And I don't have hit. So that is my attacks.
20.
Next up is number one.
The other guard. You did roll. It was not that one.
Mm-hmm.
Turns and just wails a sword at you. I have a disadvantage.
Mm-hmm.
I remember.
Are they fiends?
No. These are mercenaries.
Just people. Okay.
Wow! I got a 19 and a 20. Natural.
So your thing yep. doesn't work.
So a 31 hits you?
Yes.
Okay.
I couldn't even shield that.
I know. I rolled very well. I was pretty pleased.
At least it's not correct.
You can't shield it anyways.
I know.
Correct.
That's what I'm saying.
Wow, Dice. Don't do this to me.
Please. Do it to him.
14. Take 21.
Would cutting words help?
Damage types?
No. Slashing.
Okay.
Magical.
21.
Second swing from the same bear?
Yep.
23?
Nope.
Yeah. Next.
Shinsoku.
They are 50 feet away.
That's fine. I'm going to go ahead and use my bonus action to Blade Dance.
Blade Song, yeah.
Blade Song.
Yeah, you activate Blade Song, yeah.
Yep.
Which gives you 10-foot more movement speed, which I think means you make it.
I have a 50-foot move then.
Yeah, so you can get right next to him if you want.
I didn't have to teleport because I was within her base range.
You're right. You can save them as a step.
I could have then done 2 more d8 of damage, but that attack would have missed my planar bonus.
Yeah,
it would have I would have Hunter's Marked because we're already detected, right?
No, the only one person's called out, and he didn't like grab a radio. He just said, like, his buddy. If you kill them before the end of the beginning right. of the next round.
I still have to make a con save, though.
Yep.
To maintain concentration on...
Yep.
I'm going to go up to the other one.
Yep. Booming Blade?
I can't. I use my bonus action.
Booming Blade is it's part of your attack action.
With your camp.
And as a Blade Singer, you can actually do...
A regular sword swing afterwards, yeah?
Yeah.
If you want. Actually, you could Booming Blade, and then you could replace it with a cantrip. You could replace it with an attack cantrip. Or attack power cantrip. Mm-hmm. Power cantrip. No. No, other places, it's the same feat. So you could Booming Blade, or you could Power Cantrip.
Then you just nerf Blade Singer.
I did, because they're overpowered as shit.
Not really.
AC wise?
AC wise, yeah.
So yeah, I'll Booming Blade.
Okay.
Yeah, there was a 23 on my con save, so I make...
You're good.
Counts.
Blade Singers are busted as dips. They're fine.
Mm-hmm. So why are you nerfing him if he's fine as a full wizard?
I mean, not nerfing him.
Yeah, you are. Not giving him two cantrip attacks.
He is fine. As a high level character, he's fine.
He He could be casting a high level spell, but instead he chooses to do two chances.
He's just doing that for
25.
Miss. Is it the different one or the same one?
It's the other one.
Shield. Thermal class is 20. Is 21 plus a shield. So 26.
Okay. I only get one attack.
No, you
have multiple. Oh, that's.
You got.
Because I now have my standard.
Booming blade.
Yep.
Because Paul's nerfing you.
No, I missed.
He's like, you're like, I haven't swung a sword in combat in a long time.
It's been a while.
All right. Next up is Break Force.
BF.
Okay. Can I get.
Yes.
Can I get up to him just in
case?
Did
you leap at them? Yeah.
Yes.
Indoors?
Even I was counting hexes. Even
I rolled an 18. I think I hit them.
Because her max is so high.
She also has reach.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What'd you roll to hit?
I rolled an 18 plus whatever.
Yeah, you hit.
Mm-hmm.
What's that I hear?
It's called Smite. And we're thinking.
It's what? Yeah, 66 plus.
I'm thinking.
Honestly, okay. Does your punch do more damage?
Table.
40-12?
Table vote. I'm thinking either second or third level. Second, we're going with second. Second level. So what am I rolling?
48
and 66.
No, sorry. Second level would be 3 plus 1 is 4.
66, 48.
Yes.
I need two more d8.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you use the two same ones, yeah. Here, he's got them.
Thank you.
Those are from the ones I gave you.
Yeah.
They're all out there, I see them.
Roll it.
Reroll ones and twos. She doesn't get to reroll ones and twos in the pun, but it's 40-12. So she's smiting off that way. Wow, that was an improvement. Went from ones and twos to six, five, and a three.
48, and then plus.
Whatever your sword said.
It says plus 10 on.
That's right.
Plus 10?
Yeah. 58?
58.
Is it the same one that Demon hit?
Is it the one I hit or one that Art hit? Because the one I hit hasn't acted, so if you take him out.
We will go with that one. I was about to roll it for some reason.
He's still up, but he's hanging on by a thread. He's hanging on not very well.
You know? I can hit him again.
Yes, you can.
Mm-hmm. Second attack.
Yeah.
This saves me some sorceries.
Well, 8 plus...
So you're not going to twin something?
16.
24 misses. You could lucky it.
You only get 3, though.
And I have 3 inspiration.
Oh.
That's so much worse. I just... Right. You know, we're just going to say that I miss.
Rock off the lucky.
I know.
Next.
Guard 2.
Well, then that was so embarrassing. Listen.
He's going to swing at you.
Hi.
Instead of me?
Me.
You did 60. Yeah. She did 48. Yeah, swing at Demon.
Oh.
Your thing's already broken for the round. First swing. Yes. Second swing.
Did he hit his friend?
He didn't hit his friend. I rolled to see if he hit his friend.
Did he hit himself?
All right, radio. So he says, car, car, car. We got our intruders in cell block B.
Oh, damn. I should have used another lucky.
Yes, you should have.
I should have smited, too.
Well.
He has more hit points than yours, my boy. If she hit him again.
Could we go back in time and say that I did a lucky?
No.
Okay.
So we didn't. You said at the bottom of the round.
Yeah, you said at the bottom.
Next round. There's still people to act in this round. It could have dropped them.
Okay, on zero, they're going to do that.
I appreciate
that. Thank you.
That.
Yeah. Hey, Mike, 2 targets.
Yes, I'm spending 4 sorcery points.
Hey, Mike, you have a new thing that targets 2 people? Power word.
That's more brutal than I wanted to do, but that's terrifying.
You need the other one.
All right, what's the cost of quicken? 2? We'll bump that back up to 11.
Wait.
Wow.
Hold on. What is quicken 2 for everything, or is it...
Yeah.
Oh, that's really cheap.
Yeah, it's when you're doing twinned is the only one that, like,
super scales. Expensive, yeah.
Scales, so. All right, so first I'm going to quicken Ralphlum's Psychic Lance. So he needs to make needs to make an int save.
Ooh, 19 on the die?
Plus.
2?
Does not make it.
Fuck!
22.
I got a 19, though!
He's also incapacitated for the purposes of...
He's like, fuck this shit.
Yeah, because
I don't get paid enough.
If I had twinned it, then they both would have been...
What's the max damage on this?
Max damage is 76, so...
Okay.
All right, so... 30 on the first roll.
Or...
Or...
You know, Paul, should have given me advantage on that attack because he wasn't expecting the teleport after I charged 45 feet out.
27, you so...
known quantity.
30 damage. Does I do I think that would... no.
Now
but
he's incapacitated. Now you could ready your power word kill for when someone drops the guy, hits him again.
Nope, because he's incapacitated, which means he can't make the call. So yeah, I will use power word kill targeting the both of them, so get the one out of the way, and then the other one's
the one just dies, he falls, crumples to the ground.
Yeah.
You see psychic flashes of his light. He's a merc.
Yeah.
A particularly brutal merc, who essentially got in enough trouble that he was going to be put away for life, and Sanguine killed him and took him in.
Yeah, and the other guy is incapacitated, so...
He's only got 30. He's only taken 30 damage.
But he can't make the call.
Correct.
So, next up is the prisoners. And
one of...
Number two is the one that was injured, right?
Two is the one I hit.
Two is the one you hit.
So two is dead.
Two is dead. One is the only one left.
So, between the 10 men... Oh, no, they've been here so long, they don't... they can't... They're like, get us out, man! And they're like, bang on the bars. Which tells you something, because not one of them looks like they have power. Which means they've been here at least...
6 months.
6 months to a year, yeah.
So, after the prisoners is Demon.
He's incapacitated. You auto-crit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to hand-wave this next section. You merc that guy. No questions asked. There's no saving him. And he was a bad dude. And the prisoners will inform you. There's a key on the guards. You take the key, open it up, and they say, thank you so much. And you'd think they'd be emaciated, but it looks like they're incredibly well fed.
That's odd.
Yeah.
Active seats?
I'll pulse these
two of the 12.
Oh, two of the 12.
Two of the 12 prisoners.
Have guidance.
All right. So we'll cleanse them.
Can you do two at once? You've never tried. You've never done two of these at once.
It's a fair point.
Because it requires fine manipulation. What I'll let you do is I'll let you do it at disadvantage if you want to try and do two at once.
But or you can spend sorcery points to win it.
That's what's letting him even do it.
Yeah, I don't have enough healing done.
Are they active or?
Active. Like watching you right now. Which means if you get the other one will do something for it. Will do something.
All right, so we have to twin.
Or, you know, you just. You're still on initiative.
Or quicken.
No.
Oh, one and two. Yeah, that would work.
Yep.
So we'll do that.
And then quicken. It's only one at a time, so it's not a disadvantage. Boom. But the first one gets the guy. Yeah. Unless you want to give a bardic inspiration, Natalie.
Yes.
Is your bardic inspiration a D8 now? It might be.
Yes.
It's a D8?
Yes.
Right. I think it's been a D8.
Since last level.
So quicken is per level of the spell. This is what? Second level spell?
Third.
No, right. Quicken is only ever.
Quicken's
two.
Always two.
Oh, Quicken is two. Right. Yeah.
Twin is the
bullshit one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. First one.
With guidance, because it triggers on the next ability.
Okay, then I'll roll it, but I don't need it. Okay. So 19 on the die plus one for guidance. 20 plus 11, 31.
Totally fine. This person was bred here.
Oh, fun.
Which also informs you there are servants that have been here for generations. Generations.
Great. Now for the second one. There's a 9. We'll use Natalie's Bardic Inspiration. Plus 3, so 12 plus 11. Do I think a 23 would cut it?
You know 25 is the base for a good reroll.
All right. There's a sorcery. Do I reroll the Inspiration die with that or no?
It's fine.
There's an 18, so yeah. I just dialed that way.
This one was also, but they until recently they were part of the breeding stock. That's why they're so well fed.
Got it. All right, so they are cured, but I will let you guys know that some of these people were raised.
You figure out probably over half of them were. There's some that were obviously the ones who were less well fed were obviously not from here.
Yeah,
but the other ones. Even if they aren't seeds, they may not be. Even if they aren't seeded, they may not be helpful.
So what do we want to do from here?
Have them follow us.
Is there more?
There was two cells. There's the children as well. Children and women.
Okay. Didn't you already rescue them, or are we checking?
It's been a couple months ago.
Yeah, so we're checking again.
All right.
You go over to that cell block, and there are only four young women.
And then two kids. Okay. Mary is not one of them.
Good.
I'll pulse again.
She wasn't down there initially. No.
Hmm? I'll pulse again with these people.
Nothing.
Good. Any guards?
Nope.
Dealt with?
No, they just... They no didn't guard the women and children because they didn't think they were a threat.
Do we have time to go loot the castle?
Up to you. You know this place better than us.
You know for a fact that Sanguine knows you're here.
Mm-hmm.
And when you came in, it was like he got a...
Alarm bells started going off.
Especially since... No, he never actually got the to say of that Merc. So they don't know our location exactly.
You would know that there was an atmospheric sensor on the inside of the inventing box.
Mm-hmm.
You but tricked it.
He doesn't know that it's us, per se.
Could be anybody.
Somebody's in.
Who else is trying to fuck with him that bad?
Hi.
Who else beside you four fuckers?
Hi.
I take a trip to the server room again.
It isn't there.
All the rooms, past,
the server room is empty.
No new Scrypon.
Nothing.
Okay.
Not long enough to form
time
it.
Time to go.
No, like he took a bunch, all the hard drives from the server farm, neutered it. There was nothing, no point, so he stripped it out. You see that, like, it looks like there's a, no, there, you know, there's a single, like, envelope in the center of the room.
It's got your name on it.
And it says Demon on it.
Check for traps?
It's trapped. It is a trap. The whole fucking room's a trap. You're inside a trap.
Mm-hmm.
You're not touching the floor.
Yeah, I don't touch the floor.
Because you don't have wings. Because he didn't know you could fucking fly. You're not touching the floor, so you're not going to trigger the trap. This whole room's a trap. You should not touch the envelope. Your investigation's so fucking high, it didn't bother me. No fucking point.
Okay.
Don't touch it. Don't fucking touch it. Bad idea.
All right. So
if you have mage hand, still a bad idea.
Yep.
It would cut the mage.
I lose the mage hand.
Hmm? Yeah, mage hand. Do we want to see what's on the envelope?
No.
Let's leave it.
All right.
Anywhere else I think we should visit on this trip? Any other
possible... The only other person you know who wasn't a total dirtbag was the gardener.
Which I rescued.
Did you? Oh.
He sent him to Chicago.
He was the first one I rescued.
I do remember that.
Just stay here.
Boop.
You're in Chicago. Find Claw.
That's about it. Like, I mean, unless you want to go try and, like... Because there are other kids who are not trapped... But they're up in the servants' quarters. Yeah. If you go up there, your risk is exponential. The longer you're here, the more likely it is.
Anybody who's really been born and raised who isn't under lock and key, I don't care if they get out, they're still going to come back.
So, we need to get going.
Say it. What's the
Castle Crashers.
I'm in.
Okay. In any case, we need to get going. We got everybody we can. I'd love to leave a nice surprise on our way down, but, you know...
We already had the surprise covered, right?
No need.
No need, because it's going down anyways.
Yeah.
All right. So, everybody, to the basement.
Here we go!
I believe the going out the way we came in, right? The coin?
That's the most efficient way.
Yeah.
Everybody gather around!
And... Whoop.
The two who... two of the breeding stock try and stab you on the way.
And I punch the hell out of them.
And they just... fall down. They're smokes, but they are true loyalists.
Mm-hmm.
It was not the two seated ones, actually. It was two other ones.
Mm.
You wouldn't see the ones who were fucking truly loyal. Why would you fucking bother?
Yeah. Insight?
Hmm?
Insight would have picked it up?
No, they were totally... It was like something tripped in their brain. Like, they got a message and said, stab them.
A message sounds like they're seated.
No, like... Yep. The sending spell.
Somebody sent them saying, stab them, stab them.
And daggers of blood appeared out of nowhere and shank, you know, they tried to stab you.
He still has a lot of control here.
Yep. It's his fucking demi plane.
Well, it should be. It is still his plane for
about another 45
seconds.
So, all right, so I'm going to let you describe what happens.
Fantastic.
All right,
I finally get to find out what's up with this fucking coin.
How many episodes ago was that you finally got that?
That was his reward for an entire, like, fucking plot line. I thought it was a cool reward, right?
Oh, yeah. No, it's...
Okay, so, Art, you can officially tell them what the coin does.
So, it had actually two abilities.
Okay.
Either true polymorph.
Right.
On four people.
On four people.
One, two, three, four.
Cool. Oh.
Or I could destabilize a demiplane.
Aha.
Well, wait.
I wonder which one we're using right now.
True polymorph.
So they're all titans now because you've met a titan.
Has he actually met a dragon?
No.
Yes,
not officially.
Yes, but he doesn't know it.
But I don't know it.
He did see one saving the city.
He did.
Oh,
we saw a dragon.
Yeah, you could turn into an adult gold.
No.
We're good.
No.
No.
Not a good idea. Not a good idea.
Destabilize.
So the coin is, you know, a purple disc with a silver center, which is opposite where the coin started from.
Right.
As we head out, I'm going to go, the elements do not appreciate what you are doing. And I'm going to flip it as we head out.
And you know unerringly that it's going to land on the side of the coin that that triggers it. What does it look like as it destabilizes the entire
elemental
plane?
Fury?
I have an idea.
I figure you flip it over your shoulder, like, and just walk away from the explosion.
Yep. Badasses don't look bad.
Yes, badasses don't look bad.
And as the camera zooms out, what do they see? I have an idea, but I'm gonna let you run with it.
My thought is that the various elements that we have, used to do this, all start to come out and actually scoop and consume the plane itself.
Yeah.
And they slowly work outward and get larger and larger.
And as they grow larger and larger until finally they're just four massive elementals. Six massive elementals. They slam themselves together and leave a tiny silver ball that tonight Shinsoku is going to find on his...
Ooh. All right.
Let's feed it to Cece.
No.
And as you escape Sengwin's plane and absolutely shrek it on the way out,
woohoo!
It's time to end.
Yep.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Take care.